When Ireland West Airport opened for business in 1985, it was known simply as the airport up at Knock. Despite some gloomy predictions, the airport thrived and provides employment and connectivity to the North West. Until the pandemic hit, it had closed only once and then for a day during the 2010 ash cloud. But this pandemic has already closed the airport for 3 months earlier this year, and Ryanair's decision to suspend operations for 4 weeks from November 14th sees Knock or Ireland West closing once again. The CEO of Ireland West Airport is Joe Gilmore. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mary.
These are grim times for the aviation industry. Is it the end of the line for now for Ireland West Airport with the announcement from Ryanair?
Yeah, Mary, just to give just some brief context, and you've outlined it in the introduction, we're looking at a business here that's grown over the last 30 years, a community-owned airport, part of the broader aviation sector that contributes $9 billion to the economy and 140,000 jobs. In our own case, as you outlined, we were heading to 1 million passengers this year, supporting critical connectivity across the UK and Europe, supporting with 250 people employed, supporting 3,000 jobs. For us, we've been brought to our knees. We've seen a near total collapse of air services, passenger numbers, revenues, and employment at the airport. You know, in addition to the broader impact along the whole Western Seaboard for leisure and business, for us, we've seen 90% reduction in passengers. We've laid off two-thirds of our staff. We've gone through redundancies. We're in short-time work. And like many businesses, we've worked through multiple phases. So we've been through the wars. Look, we recognize we're the same as many businesses in the hospitality aviation sectors. But now we're facing a complete suspension of services for the second time this year.
How many jobs are we talking about here, Joe?
In terms of airport itself, we're looking at over 100 jobs being impacted directly, and as I said, we're supporting 3,000 jobs across the region. In addition to that, Mary, we're looking at a serious risk now of permanent loss of critical air access to the west of Ireland. You know, we're looking at the future viability of the business comes into question because we're shipping massive losses incurred despite cost containment measures we've taken. You know, and there's a risk that in the future, not alone for our own airport here, but along the whole Western Seaboard, that we lose critical connectivity. It will be seriously impacted as a result.
Joe, does it have to be like this? Do you join in the criticism voiced particularly by Ryanair about the government that they were telling people not to fly? Ryanair said Neffet was demonising the aviation industry. Does it have to be like this?
Look, Mary, we're a small airport, and we were pleased in June last to be invited to be part of the national discussion on this. And I was personally appointed to the Government Aviation Recovery Task Force and was happy to be part of that. And that had key stakeholders from across the aviation sector, government and the unions. But in the summary, and this was published on July the 7th, and I quote, it said, "Each day and passing week of confusion and stagnation, the Irish aviation sector increases the probability of job losses, long-term loss of connectivity, unbalanced regional development and economic damage." And we're seeing that in the last 5 months. We're now 5 months into it, and it's clear from the recent Oireachtas hearings yesterday that the key recommendations in the areas of protecting public health, rebuilding confidence, rebuilding regional and international connectivity, and saving jobs, they require urgent attention by government. We recognise government have had significant challenges. The task force clearly accepted public health concerns, but as an island nation, we have to economically coexist with the virus, and that has to include international travel.
Eamon Ryan said yesterday they are adopting the European system, the green, amber and red system, amber being rolled out, I think he said, from the 8th of November. Is it coming too late for you and Knock?
Well, it's never too late, but We urge government to implement the key recommendations. You know, in particular on the public health and opening up air access, on the green list, the traffic light system, we need clarity and definition into regard the lifting of restrictions.
Do you anticipate, Joe, a testing system at Ireland West Airport?
We do. We're ready to go. We're ready to go. However, we need clarification on what the protocols and testing...
Eamon Ryan was talking yesterday about the what he called the gold standard, the PCR system, as opposed to antigen testing.
Yes, well, there's decisions need to be taken in relation to which testing protocols will be put in place. But what is clear is we need to urgently open up the economy. For example, Mary, we've Christmas coming up here. We would typically have over 50,000 people from the UK that wish to visit their loved ones along the west and northwest. We're getting phone calls here now whether we can reopen in December, what the situation will be in terms of booking flights and making arrangements. These people would love to get back for Christmas. We'd love to have a testing system in place at the airport that we could facilitate that.
Money promised it from Eamon Ryan as well, from the budget contingency funds. Have you received money so far?
Just to acknowledge the support we've got to date, as you know, we have benefited from the broad-based EWSS, the rates relief from government, and that has been very welcome. We're also part of a regional airports program, where we welcomed Minister Nocton's announcement in the budget of supports for airports. However, they need to implement the recommendations in the task force report. For ourselves, in relation to regional airports funding, we're seeking an enhanced regional airports funding package. In normal times, the current airports program is sufficient to support airports like ourselves to reach a break-even situation. Right. Unfortunately, this year we're sustaining losses in the region of 4 million. In addition to that, Mary, the other key recommendations, just briefly, the airlines need support to restore critical air access both Dublin and the regional airports. And likewise, the airports will need ongoing CAPEX support to make sure that we can be ready for the recovery and to play our part once this pandemic
Joe,
happens.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. Joe Gilmore there from Ireland West Airport. It's 24 minutes past 7.